All right. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide over the internet. This is fantastic. So tonight's show, questions and answers with the Elohim and the Ra group, where all of you have the opportunity to ask a question. You can do so by submitting it per email to win by using the email address questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Win will go through those questions and ask those that apply tonight live on the show. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few people that joined in and another one coming in. We welcome you all. And if you want to, feel free to say names and locations.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Well, hi.
Cecil from Seattle.
Welcome to you, Cecil.
Thank you.
And welcome to all of you listening in online through BBS Radio. Good evening, and welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name or location.
Good evening, it's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hello, Wanda. I can hear you in the distance. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Wanda.
And right after this show, we will go over to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call, which you all have the opportunity to access by calling 712-770-4340. And then use the access code of 250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller. I thank you for being here. And if you didn't have a chance to make a note of this phone number, you can also find it at the website wholeplanethealing.com, W-H-O-L-E, planethealing.com. I welcome the next caller. Please say a name or location.
Hi, hi, this is Debbie Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry and Stona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Anything important going on in the world today?
It rained in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the next caller.
We had sunshine in Seattle. Sunshine and 64 degrees. That's pretty good for middle of winter.
Yeah.
Took my wife for a walk around the block.
Nice.
Terry, go ahead.
Terry, does Vin know he's late?
What?
Does Vin know he is late?
Did he come on yet?
Nope.
Okay, let me coach.
And we've been already live on the internet for a while. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington.
Hello,
hi, Joy.
Hi.
Squim.
I'm listening to the psychic, and he's basically saying what's going to happen now is the same thing that I was expecting way back in 2012 or 2011, that all these, both Democrats and Republicans, are going to basically turn on each other like a pack of wild animals, and they're literally going to go after each other, and it's literally going to end in a mess. I mean, I don't even know if there's going to be any survivors for this. They're basically going to take each other out. Can you believe this?
Hey, I'm watching the show as it goes on.
Yeah, get your popcorn.
That's what this one psychic, his name was Woo Woo Dude. He's talking about now what I expected back in 2011, and it's starting to happen now, 10 years later.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next caller, welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona.
We're so pleased to have you.
We are live on BBS and ready when you are, Wynn.
Is Terry on the line?
Yes, yes.
She went looking for you.
I'm here, but I'm going to stay muted until we start.
Pardon me?
She's going to stay muted until we start. And for all those folks who are listening in on the BBS radio, we welcome you. Happy Wednesday. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
I'm just getting questions for tonight, okay? February 26th.
Okay.
Sound like we got a little echo. Yeah, I don't hear my voice, so maybe it's okay.
Me too. Very good now. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dee Hall, Digne, Ohio.
Dee, good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Dee, you're just in time. You're just in time, Dee.
Oh, wonderful.
I was just looking at your two questions, okay?
Okay.
I can't remember hearing you before, Dee. Have you called in before?
It's been a long time ago.
All right. Well, I'll come back then to you.
Thanks.
All right.
Now, hi.
Yes.
The question on the metaphysical universe, I asked that already, right?
Correct.
Okay.
When did you hear a good news that I was just mentioning before?
Pardon me? Is that John?
Yes.
I can't understand
welcome
you, John.
Welcome to this call. Please say name and location.
Yes, it's John, yes.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
What city are you in, Dee?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia?
It's spelled X-E-N-I-A. It's in Ohio.
Xenia.
Very good name.
Is that Xenia, right? Like with
yes.
A Z.
Yeah, sounds like a Z. Sounds like a Z, but it's spelled with an X.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you've said that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. What's
is it
named
like
after?
An American name?
I'm sorry?
What's it named after?
You know, I don't know. I think it's probably an Indian name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, hi. I am ready.
All right, and Terry is here, and everyone else. I thank everyone for being here, and if you still have a chance, you want to ask a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. 1, 2, 3.
Muted.
March 3rd.
The recording has started.
This is March 3rd, 2021. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona, and everybody everywhere. And this is the night where we actually do a live channeling, and people have submitted me questions. Now, if anyone's listening, would you like to say your name and your city? No. Okay. Hi, mute the dings.
Okay. Yes, we are muted, and I got the dings.
Good. And so we're going to start, and we do this little ritual called calling in of the light. Ritual is not the right word for it, okay? But it's a...
invocation.
It's invocation for protection, okay? And to expand our matrix into the higher realms where our answers are going to come from, okay? So here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone here. And we can just imagine when I say that, that it's like a cloud coming in around us from the higher dimensions. And I shouldn't have said that. No, I forget. We ask for the light to surround and protect everyone here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy coming from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Thank you. This is Ra On. If we ever touch on anything negative, the purpose of doing that would be to purify it. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we connect directly with each and every person on the call. And we extend our pink love light into your realm. When we connect with your energy, if you would so desire, it results in a pink glow or a pink light, very light, pale pink. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. Is it not for you at this time? We are here to assist wherever we might be able to. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I think I'm going to ask a question before I ask the questions people sent in, because I do believe this question is on everybody's mind right now. And obviously, we're going through a period of great trepidation. And there's people that say this is the storm before the calm, that there's this wonderful new age, uplifting that's going to happen on this planet.
Golden
and we have
age
to go through.
Peace.
Yeah, the golden age of peace. And as we observe what's actually happening, we have all gotten partisan on the political end, thinking Donald Trump was going to be the savior. Other people saying Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And that, you know, there's definitely been things about the way that Donald Trump has presented himself to indicate that he did have a certain kind of spiritual nature. And on the other hand, there's things that he's done that there's been questions about, like telling everybody to take the vaccine, and which many people believe this is a plan by the negative to reduce the population. I'm not going to draw any conclusions here. And these are all rather big things. And it's hard to maintain a spiritual center with all these possibilities, and we don't know the outcome of them. So the question is, how do we relate to that, and how do we keep our spiritual center in the midst of all this fracas?
Thank you. The question is not about Trump, and the question is not about Biden. The question is about ethical government. The question is about ethical elections. It is about people being transparent and telling the truth and having laws that are known beforehand instead of changed at the last minute. So the question also is about the people, and whether their say is heard. The question is also about the children. Do the children have safe passage from childhood to adulthood? And just how many children are the pictures are appearing on milk cartons as an issue? What is the bottom line story? And when truth is revealed, there is a difficult truth, unbelievable truth, perhaps. It can cause quite a bit of confusion, disbelief, and people withholding. So there is bound to be upset as truths are revealed. That is our answer.
And how can, what's the best way for someone to deal with the upset?
Concentrate on the me that is the you, that is the basic core of yourself, and pay attention to your daily routines to get them done and create the best life for the people around you. And to make your life ethical. And if each person had an open mind to what is the truth, and then they find that maybe that truth isn't the truth. But don't believe everything that's told to you, because one source will say one thing, another source will say another thing. What in your own experience is happening? What are the instances around you, the experiences you have, the experiences your friends have, that you can tag down and you can say, Well, that was a real thing that happened there. And then put the pieces together as you see them and revise them as you have a different take on it until you get closer and closer to what is really the truth. And stay close to your children. Keep your children safe. And keep your family safe. And draw close together and communicate. Thank you.
Thank you. And in terms of paying attention to all the different things people are saying that are going on, is there any credence to the point of view that all this is a clearing and we're going into a golden age?
It depends upon how this is played out with each of the players, as each of the players makes up the whole.
Mm-hmm. Can our instrument please move your microphone a little bit away from you?
Is this better?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Let me ask the next question here, okay? We have a question from Edgina, okay? Could the sources tell me any update on France? How is he doing, and does he have companionship these days? Edgina in Snohomish, Washington. And just to add a question of my own, can people have companionship after they die, before they go to the heaven realms, if that's where they will go?
The answer is yes, definitely they can. However, the individual has to be up to being a friend. And if one has a conflict between being present and not being present, deciding that one, that things are not the way they want them, and that they want to get away from everything, then they're going to have conflict about making friends. It is part of the lessons that France has to work through and to work out. There is friendship being offered, and and they are holding for him. Angels, guides are holding for him when he comes around and decides to take it up.
Mm-hmm. I see. So,
part of the reason that he died is he wanted to get away from everything.
And so now
that
he's away from everything.
Well, you can never truly get away from everything by dying.
Mm-hmm.
Or by taking drugs or alcohol, trying to sleep or not be present, avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is within you and it follows you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is.
Okay.
It is part of his path to be able to work it through. Keep sending him love light. We also send him love light and peace. Thank you.
Next question. This is from Dee in Ohio. And a that kind of relates to my opening question. And what is the best cause of action that we can take as individuals and as a collective to set off course the negative's apparent agenda to control and destroy the human race?
Thank you. There is a number of elite that have the idea that there are too many people on the planet. It is an old idea that has been passed down from millions of years ago, and it was emblazoned on people's minds, and it keeps coming into their current life, and they feel that there must be less people on the planet, and then once there's less people, then they will make it a paradise. However, this does not work, and it can go wrong in multiple ways, as you can never truly kill all those people because they don't have a body anymore. They are going to come back, and they're going to be upset, and they're going to have all the same things going on as before, and that there's karma for the people that wish to eliminate the other people. And then this karma will crash their life, their future life, inhibit their future life, and mess them up, and they're liable to suffer the circumstance of to themselves that they had pushed on others. So there are inherent faults in these people's plan. So each individual, if they live their best and get to know themselves and love themselves and forgive others and realize that they are an individual that is capable of setting their own path, even in difficult circumstances, it will carry them through and vindicate their life and set them up for the future, whether they graduate to another realm or whether they continue in this realm. This will stand them in good stead as they move forward.
Okay. On some level, with all this going on around us, we have to strive to stay centered, to keep ourselves happy and joyous, even. And one way, it seems to me, of doing that is taking care of the immediate responsibilities and people around you, and be a source of grounding for them.
And a source of upliftment for those around you.
And by doing that, it keeps you uplifted.
Okay? Yes, keep each other uplifted.
Yeah, and we need each other to keep each other in a higher space.
Yes, because no man is an island.
Yeah. Okay. Now, he has another question here. Okay. And she has the feeling that there's something that is haunting her daughter's house in Dayton, Ohio. And she gave me the address, if you want to know the address. Is it something that is danger? You want the address?
Go ahead.
Did you say you wanted the address? Yeah. 1715 Wyoming Street, Dayton, Ohio. Okay?
There has been an unfortunate incident that has happened in this location, and there is bad energy from it that is still there. If there is someone that could clear this, perhaps you could call Fred and ask him to clear the space. There are some bad spirits, there are negative spirits that are expressing a bad event that happened in the past. And this would be good to either clear the house or to move to a better location with better better facilities and check the water. Yes.
Check the water? The water?
Check the water. Check the water. Yes.
When you say check the water, could you stand
check the water in the house?
In other words, does it have does it have contaminants in it?
Is there a contaminant leaking through in the house? Is there fumes in the basement? Or check it out for that type of thing also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she asked, Ra has a cleansing ritual, which they talked about in the Law of One series. I think one thing had to do with pouring, I don't remember it exactly, but something with pouring salt on the entryways, putting salt in different areas. And she asked, is that something that might help? Are you there? Are you thinking about the answer?
She dropped out.
Pardon me? She dropped out?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
what comes to my mind is to maybe also check with Fred Brooks.
Actually, I told her that initially, and
Terry's back.
I just got back. Carla and Jim would know this routine too. It is a method of clearing the energies in the house, and it involves putting salt in along the borders, like where the windows are, and the borders of the room, and leaving it there for a bit, and then cleaning it up, vacuuming it out to clear the room. And we recommend getting a hold of LL Research and researching the exact procedure. It is a very exact procedure. And it would be good to use on the house that you mentioned, mm-hmm. on Wyoming.
It seems to me if someone could become focused enough into their own center, that their energy would cause could cause other entities to leave space.
Well, there's all different degrees of sensitivity and knowing of what's going on. One may be very aware and sensitive to entities in the space and be able to interface with them and help them with whatever problems that is causing them to stick around, and so that they could be. That is one aspect. Or sometimes just asking them to leave can create animosity because there's usually reasons that are hanging around, like maybe they owned the house before and they still think they own the house. And there's different reasons that someone might hang around. And it would be good to be able to sense that and to set up a situation where they didn't feel they needed to hang around anymore. There are various, southern spirits are very demented and would be very hard to work with and even to simply ask them to leave or insist that they leave might be very difficult, particularly with some very devious entities.
Mm-hmm.
But we suggest Fred. Fred is very good at clearing spaces.
Okay. You know, Fred will usually work with somebody in our group for a donation that you can afford, okay?
Yes.
And I would approach him for sure and see if he will help. Because
yes.
He's helped a lot of people.
One of the problems that one has is that if a family sit down there, or a house, the family was there in the 1900s sometime, and then they would have frequent arguments, and then the energy from them would be stuck in the walls, and then that would attract other negative energy, so it would build on itself. So it is good to do a clearing. One can take sage and burn it. That is also something that can help.
Okay. Burning sage. Okay, next question. I'm going to ask some further questions. And obviously, it seems to me that if we can invoke the one infinite creator in ourselves, we can be much stronger in everything we do.
Yes,
and
it's like having a companion ally.
Right. In the idea of invoking the one infinite creator, does that have to be accompanied with certain actions? Or can you just invoke that energy and own it?
You can invoke it and own it.
Mm-hmm. And what would it feel like if one is invoking that energy?
If one is being themselves, to me, that is them. It is very, it's like being a whole, not being divided or diversive or unharmonious. It is like being your own face to the world that is consistent and is harmonious and everything is peaceful and quiet. You don't have a lot of voices inside you. You don't have a lot of chatter going on in your mind. It's like sometimes it takes a lot to be able to get to that state. But being persistent and finding out what is really going on with you, it does have light at the end of the tunnel, although it might not seem like it. And so keep on going, and you can get more yourself, and even then disregard things that are not you, things that you don't believe in or seem wrong, and if they waft through your mind, disregard them. As that is really something from somewhere else, really is not yours. So the light, the guiding light, can be there for you to walk your path, not the neighbor's path, not society's path, not somebody else's path, not your friend's path, not some great hero's path, to walk your very own path. And you'll get stronger at it as you do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have four or five different sources in other dimensions that we have become familiar with. And I thought it would be interesting to ask the question, and I just asked the question, when we access the one infinite creator, how does that feel?
It's like focusing on the one infinite creator. It feels really good, like sort of an intimate feeling. But each person can get their own feeling of what it is like, and you can, it might change time after time. It might get more and more profound or sacred as you do it more.
I would imagine you would feel powerful.
Well,
in a positive sense.
You could feel powerful in a positive sense. It is possible. You could feel humble. You could feel peaceful.
Mm-hmm. How about if one is accessing the Ra group? How would that feel?
More grounded, more like you had a guide, friend.
And if one was accessing the Elohim group, how would that feel?
Well, it depends on the part of the Elohim group that you are accessing. For instance, if you're accessing grace, it could be like seeing little sparkles and little sparks and having releases where things had been stuck and maybe you don't even know what they are, and all of a sudden something frees up. If you were accessing the engineering group or the translation group, it might be even different. You might, it's like Edna does. Do you see equations? And as Terry does, see equations, which are the result of hologramic influences that are expressing themselves on different surfaces and different manifestations in the world.
Is meditation a way to help get these higher accesses?
Definitely. Definitely. And one can tell when one is really advanced, one does not get so much mind chatter and is able to just have peace and quiet without a lot of mind talk.
Mm-hmm. So in meditation, you just let each thing come up and look at it and let it go.
Right, don't hang on to it, or don't really try to handle it, or say, oh my gosh, you know, I got to figure that out, I got to handle it. You know, I mean, you can make a mental note of it. Why did that thought come up? Because there's always a reason, but you don't need to, like, pursue it or try to figure it out. It might be just something from the next door neighbor. So you just let it go by and say, oh, you know, well, that's a nice idea, or I don't agree with that, or it's just let it go. Don't try to own it and then handle it.
Mm-hmm. What are some ways to handle discouragement and depression?
Well, one of the ways is to simply move out of it. For instance, you could have some really neat songs. Let's say that somebody had a very unique voice, and you might like some of the songs that they sing, so you might pull them up on the computer and listen, and just lose yourself in it for a minute. Or you might go down to the local Starbucks and just listen to the people talking, or talk to some of the people, or just change your environment and go and get a cup of coffee, or go and get some juice or something, a sandwich, or talk to somebody. Go next door. See, you know, it's like I've lived next door for 12 years and I never met you. I grow up flowers. I love flowers, and I notice you have flowers over here. It's wonderful. And you know, strike up something, conversation, and then change your mood, change your vibration, and you can move out of the depression by doing that.
Thank you. Now, if someone is thinking of doing that, they're probably going to say in their minds, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid to talk to somebody. What if they don't like
me? Well, then go somewhere where you can just sit quietly in the corner and watch everybody. You see a couple sitting over on the other side of the room and they're giggling, you know, I wonder what they're doing about. You see some people over there on the other side of the room, and they're all bent out of shape and sad. You just, wow, they must feel like we do, or I do, or something. It's like just shift yourself, you know, see what's going on with other people. And it will shift you into a different mode, or it'll raise you up a little, depending on. Or let's say that you go to a funeral and then everybody's going to be really depressed, and you say, well, you know, everybody's feeling like me. But there's ways to move out of it. You know, get an ice cream sundae. Something that you enjoy. Go to a movie that you could get involved in.
Mm-hmm. It's very important to do things and keep your energy moving.
Yes.
Because it's easy to fall into yourself. And
right.
Suddenly,
and then it gets recycled. Recycled pain is the song you wrote.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have about 6 minutes left. And let me see if anyone wants to offer up a question related to some of these topics that we were talking about. Hi, wait a second. I've got to unmute here somewhere. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Anyone have a question?
One thing I was going to say, this is Cecil, in regards to depression, and that is if you can find a way of service to others, go to an old folks home or rehabilitation center or hospital and visit somebody, just be with them, just be of helpful and cheerful and of service. You'll get right out of your own depression.
Yeah, that's a very good way. It might be a little hard right now because some homes aren't letting other people in, but hopefully that'll be over soon.
Christian, for the Raw Group, how can we better exercise breathing out through our crown chakra as for you to receive the air we breathe out to you and send it back as packages of information? How can we best exercise that? I've been doing this for a while, and I'm not sure if it's making a difference or not. Sometimes it feels like I get feedback, but it's not. Could be better, I think.
Yeah, this is something that can be better as you do it more and more. You could direct it if you find a guide or area of the Ra group, and you might even try it to the Elohim group, to the translation unit in the Elohim group, which has now had a lot of practice. We're working with Terry and your group in translating information, like if you ask a question, see if you get an answer.
Are you talking about Ra'an?
Yes, I'm talking about Ra'an. But you can also choose the Ra group, which is a lower group, which was mentioned in one of the channelings of David. About them, you send the packet of information up, and that they acknowledge it, that they got it, and that's what they send back, an acknowledgement or even an answer that you may have asked for. And this is a lower level of vibration than you would get back from the from Ra'an or from the Elohim or from Grace.
Great, thank you.
You know, I would suggest that the people who are on our calls that have gotten to know each other, if they come together, just two of them at a time, and call in the light, and that they stand more chance of projecting their energies into the higher realms or receiving the energies of the higher realms than just doing it by themselves. And
this can be done over the phone.
Yeah. And then make buddies with each other to do it. Do it in the morning when you wake up or in the afternoon or more than once. Just, you don't have to have big conversations. Sometimes big conversations, it's like using each other as tools rather than engagement. Am I correct?
Just giving an energy handshake. Just hellos and okays. Your hello and okay to them, and then listen and see what you get back.
Or, you know, you could do an experiment and just say, listen, every hour on the hour, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing and connect with you and bring the energies up.
Well, that's also a good thing. A good thing to do also is probably to set your alarm, like on your cell phone, that other different people might set the alarm at the exact same time on a global level, and then be each in your own space and start doing it when you get your alarm.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. It just takes the slightest intention to make this work. And getting involved just in conversations and the state of the world is a distraction. I mean, it's not that you shouldn't do that, but it should be secondary to keeping your energy connected as high as you can and use whatever tools are available to you to do that. And do our sources want to confirm that that's true?
That would be good, yes. There's no really right way to do it. It's a communication. You don't have to voice it. You don't have to just will it. You can think it. You could say it. Whatever way. It can all work.
Yeah, any kind of slight intention is amplified. And
yes.
You know what? It's time to end this call. And I hope you guys found some of that interesting on what to do. Like if you're finding yourself challenged to stay above this realm, figure out who can be your buddy, or else send me an email and I'll try to put people together that want to do that. Or you can make a suggestion in your email. Could I do that with Cecil, or could I do that with somebody else? And it's just a little thing that could be really, really helpful. So on that note, we're going to end this call. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513. And Heise, do you want to unmute everybody?
Everyone is unmuted. Thank you, Ed and Terry. Thank you to our sources. Great information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.